These are domestic terrorists.
The sixth was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Morphy's been an FBI informant for a number of years. And January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant on the property. Come out.
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear, boom. Then they told me to come out, a whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters.
They're like dogs.
I just walk into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, but now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself. Total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up! Put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall!
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society. And that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he's still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And it's my sincere pleasure to welcome my next guest to the program. He is an attorney. He is a film writer. He is got a medical background as well. He is an agent who represents and has represented some of the biggest stars in Hollywood over the years, and he has become a personal friend, and I'm very grateful for that. I want to welcome James Hurston into the program. James, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, good morning, Pastor Greg. Great to be with you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I appreciate you being with me on this very early Thursday morning out in not quite yet sunny California, right?
Yeah. Right now, no, it's sunny. It's sunny. But there's this terrible sort of gray overlay of wokeism that makes, you know, sometimes the sun doesn't feel the same in California. But it's still, you know, God created this part of the world and it's gorgeous. But the politics are ridiculous. You know, we have a legislator that belongs in North Korea.
It's really absolutely insane. You guys are having a major issue, by the way. I mean, there's a lot of different places we can, we can go. But the truckers out there, AB5, is a big deal. You've got truckers right now that are blocking the port in Oakland. I guess you would call it Gestapo tactics?
Oh, ridiculous. An AB5, for your listeners, is something that essentially destroyed the notion of being an independent contractor, the idea that you'd have your own small, very small, sole proprietor-type business, and it's affected a whole host of professions. The idea was to attack the gig economy, as it's called in high tech, people that drive Ubers and Lyfts and deliver groceries every day and all this, online type apps where people work independently. It's really been a godsend in a way for some families because it's the only way they could bring in money. But in the entertainment business, there are a lot of people, particularly musicians, who make a living as an independent contractor. It's affected them. So there's a large contingency of people that are very upset at what the government has done. And this is a pattern, of course, that we see on the macro level constantly, is that people who are our leaders are telling us, we want to help you
right
with this executive order, this legislation. And we can see, like, the country is being systematically deconstructed by policies that are being implemented that are supposed to be helpful. But, of course, they're based on hoaxes and they're based on lies. And so what they're doing is harming the country's present and the future in such a way that this is happening around the world, because we live in a strange time where we see people pouring into the streets and revolting against governments, places like Sri Lanka, and third, hitting the third world first.
Right.
But these kinds of policies inevitably will result in that. In the Netherlands, the farmers, and in Albania, places like that. So what it really comes down to is the culture is under assault, the economy is under assault, our religious institutions are under assault. And I was reflecting on it, and it's really the primal sin of pride, and which is the first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. In the modern world, the God that we put ahead of the living God is ourselves. And instead of a constructed idol like we saw in the Old Testament, it's a mirror. And it manifests itself this way. I choose my own gender.
Right.
That's I am God. I choose my gender, which is a lie, of course. It's a lie scientifically, hospitalized spiritually. I am, a matter of fact, I can, through technology, make myself into a different kind of being. And so I'll inject myself with gene altering materials, and I'll put in technology, and that's now called transhumanism, embraced by these globalist organizations as the future of mankind.
Yeah.
That's the almost like a distorted Frankenstein version of self-idolatry, of a violation of the first commandment, of not understanding the true origin of life, sacredness of life, the dignity of people coming from God, or just, you know, intentionally turning away from it. And so it's more than, you know, it's really, it's funny because in the Judeo-Christian tradition, we talk about original sin, and we say, well, the original sin was Adam in Genesis.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the first sin, because the first sin happened before that with Lucifer, the greatest angel, a creation of God, and it was this primal sin of pride that caused
Lucifer. Yeah, I follow. Right. That Lucifer's rebellion is what ultimately led to man's first sin, which was Eve falling prey to Satan's question, did God really say? And then, as you suggest, the idea then that there was pride involved in that, because she was tempted by his offer that suddenly she was going to become all-knowing.
Exactly. And in essence, moving towards becoming, you know, becoming God.
Like
you will
God.
Be like, yeah. Like, and interestingly enough, the errors, the multiple errors that came at the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century, people like the founding fathers of communism, Marx and Lenin and Trotsky, and in psychology, Sigmund Freud and Charles Darwin, particularly in the case of the fathers of communism, we always describe them as these militant atheists, that they didn't believe in God. But in the writings of Marx and his most modern successor, Saul Alinsky, they're really Satanists, because they believe there's a God. They're angry at God. Marx wrote about walking through the ruins of the world and shaking his fist in anger at the Creator. And Marx said he was destined to go to hell. And interestingly enough, Saul Alinsky, who the left follows today like a prophet, wrote Rules for Radicals. Saul Alinsky said he chose hell. He would unequivocally, without reservation, he would choose to go to hell because those are his kind of people in hell. And he would become a community organizer in hell.
Well, the idea, too, you know, if you follow the highest ranking defector from communist Russia ever, General Pacheco, talks about, you know, they talk about in the disinformation film communism, and communism is a religion, to Stalin, to Lenin, even to Marx. Communism was a religion, and they were going to create their version of heaven, but they were going to toss out God, and it was going to be man who was going to be the ruler of this version of heaven. And you mentioned earlier in what you were talking about, you know, technocracy and transhumanism as a means by which that happens. And I think that that's why they grasped onto the Darwinian idea of man just spontaneously came about, and single cells somehow did something that they can't make them do in any laboratory anywhere in the world, right? I mean, they can't reproduce a human being without grabbing something from a human being in order to try to clone it and reproduce it. Outside of that, they can't do it.
Yeah, no, it's insane. And truly, being a, you know, committed atheist takes incredible faith, because, you know, it does. Because
no, I'm with you. I agree.
You have to believe something came from nothing.
Yes.
Which is it's a scientific maxim that you can't have something come from nothing. Then they'll say, well, okay, we agree with you. So we're going to make the universe eternal. But the universe clearly is not. We observe, we've proven that the universe is aging. It's like a watch that was wound up. And so
that the earth is dying, and it doesn't have anything to do with the interdiction of man. Sin, well, it does, but not in the way that they think. It's a sin issue. It's not a just natural death issue, and it's not climate change. It's not any of that. It's exactly what Scripture says. All of creation is crying out for the day when the Son of Man will return, and the earth will be the new heaven and the new earth will appear, because there's going to be this regeneration that's going to take place through Christ. And, you know, there you go. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, you've got, and I've got so many tabs up right now. My sincere, okay, here we go. Escalating violence of Stranger Things. Just an example of the radical Hollywood stuff. Coming up right after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And very pleased again to have with me on the program James Herson. And you can find him at his website, James Herson, H-I-R-S-E-N, jamesherson.com. And you can, read the articles. One of the ones I wanted to get into here is the escalating violence of Stranger Things, and then we'll also talk Buzz Lightyear and just this entire wokeism and the push, and they're going after with all of this. These are all directed at children.
Yes, our precious, innocent children. But it's part of the attack on the family, the bedrock of civilization. And in the last segment, we were talking a little bit about the founding fathers of communism. That was something they saw as a tactic that Saul Alinsky also sees as a tactic, is destroying the family and making everyone dependent on the almighty state. Almighty, literally almighty, because getting rid of religion is also part of their plan. And so because of the idea that of God creating men and women and creating them for a very specific kind of function, a very holy and beautiful, fruitful function of reproduction, this agenda lies to children and then tries to get them without parents' permission to identify, which is the word that's used, identify. And one of the things in psychology correctly was diagnosed as an identity disorder. And we all remember, a picture of someone wearing a Napoleon hat. They thought they were Napoleon. That was sort of the classic depiction of insanity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we have policies and curriculum that try to instill identity disorders in children and then have them physically, maimed. By this, either what they seek, of course, is both, the puberty blockers, as they call them, which is chemical castration. It's the same drugs that are used on sexual offenders, and then, of course, physical.
Lupron, right? I think it's called Lupron?
Yes. Yeah. And if there's anything that sort of draws the line in any civilization, and there's a consensus to protect our children, that's the line that's drawn, and they've crossed clearly that line, and Hollywood is an ally. So you had brought up, Stranger Things is very popular with children, even though it is labeled as TV-14, which means, under 14, there may be material that you shouldn't have kids watch under 14, but the first season was very attractive, lots of computer graphic special effects, and had almost a Steven Spielberg quality because some of the main characters are children. And so it drew a lot of children. You could tell by the merchandising. There's Stranger Things merchandising that clearly goes to kids, and I believe a lot of kids beginning in that first season were on Halloween dressed up as Stranger Things characters.
Well, and just real quick, just to add to what you were saying also, because we're going to run out of time, but real quick about, what they're doing to the kids. I just put up on the screen for our viewing audience, but Biden's Assistant Secretary for Health, Rachel Levine, which is a man, by the way, says we need to empower kids to go on puberty blockers and get sex reassignment surgery. That's what they say. I mean, close this out. We got about 90 seconds, but close this this out if you would.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Empower. Children are innocent. That empowers the wrong term, of course. And what this person, Rachel Levine, and people like that, they want to spread their disorder, and for reasons that don't make sense in logic, that seem to be hellish, want to, in essence, it's very easy to convince a child. Child's mind is very sponge-like. And so, and actually, kids of those ages that Levine is talking about shouldn't be thinking about gender, sex, anything like that.
Right.
It's sick that the LGBTQ community would want to indoctrinate and propagandize children. It's a very sick thing. And so what Ron DeSantis did in Florida by blocking that curriculum was a beautiful thing.
Was very powerful, absolutely.
And it was
all right.
And it was mischaracterized, yeah. So Disney jumped into the breach.
Yes, they did. And it's shooting them in the foot. James Hurston, jameshurston.com. You're listening to Children Generation Radio. Go to childrengenerationradio.com. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Back with more right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I am having a war with my chair. I'm having a war with this chair. So one of the wheels on the chair is apparently semi-bent or something, and it gets stuck in the sideways position, and so I'm trying to roll and it won't turn, and so it just kind of locks me. There we go. All right, my gosh, and it makes for great exercise. It makes for marvelous exercise. I guess that's the whole purpose, right? Is I'm just getting a little extra exercise. All right, so I'm doing a little chopping up on your picture on the picture in picture part, but there's Granddad's shotgun and the AR back there, which. Is just a term. AR does not mean like automatic rifle. Okay, that is a misnomer. That's not right. Yeah. There's no such thing as an assault rifle. That's the bottom line. That is a complete and total leftist misnomer right there. Gosh, I see the mirror behind you, and so I'm getting to see the picture. That's so cool. So you've got three screens. That's exactly what I've got. Is three screens. Yeah. No. I've got, yeah. And then I love your greenery out the window. That's just absolutely beautiful. Right. No doubt. Absolutely. Speaking of Tiananmen Square, so the communists basically shut your studio down. I think that's an interesting story to tell. I really do. If you don't mind sharing that story, yeah. There you go. Insane. Yeah, absolutely insane. Well, and that'll drive you to conservatism, won't it? Right. To try to experience something they refer to as freedom. Yeah. The difference. Yeah, the absolute difference. All right, so, but now you're suggesting in your most recent article that there is, in the midst of all of this governmental oppression, and I, by the way, Epoch Times is getting ready to come out with the real January 6th story. So, fantastic stuff. So you add that to Capital Punishment, Nick Searcy's documentary, and also to David Sumrall's Bloody Hill, which I'm still in the midst of watching because it's so much material. But you take those, and then you'll understand the lies that they are telling us. This commission, every one of them, and I wrote about this. I believe they need to be brought up on charges of treason. Quite frankly, they really do. It's treasonous what they've done. Anyway, but your suggestion is our swamp can and will be drained again. Talk to me about your thoughts. Give us something positive for the next few minutes.
Actions seemed seditious, and they would be guilty of entrapment because they should have had like teams and teams of people protecting the Capitol, and that was Nancy Pelosi. So I mean That's the first thing. It was set up to be violent. And you know, we really weaponized riots. We learned how organized rioting was. We saw the other actors there. So, you know, I think most Americans don't buy it. My article is simple. It's like, you know, I was sitting there and I was like, how do we get through this situation when the last omnibus bill in 2021 was 57, 16 pages? The last one was 17, 16 pages. Bills are so broad and so varied and so layered with pork and agenda that we, when we hire the three legislative branches through our representative republic, that we, how can we turn it back? And so, you know, I just took a deep dive into the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, where it basically says that all the rights not allotted to others are our own, and that we still have the rights to do, and backed by the First and Second Amendment. And I think the thing about January 6th that was so interesting is it's taken the level of, it said, well, you may have the First and Second Amendment, but if you do, we will jail you and persecute you. So the Ninth and Tenth aren't supported by the First and Second. But ultimately, we still are big brother. Our job in the limited role of government is to watch it, observe it, neuter it. And effectively, the point that I made, it's a very important point that people forget, is the exaltation of government is like, as we know, is almost sacrilegious or heretical because we're putting in
right.
God itself.
Absolutely.
Which is the essence of our union. What people are
and the hubris of man, right? And the hubris of man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, but I love our conversations. It's so fun. Go ahead.
The last point of it is that we really don't have to even let federal government. We don't need federal government. They have allocated roles, taxes, military, infrastructure, some other tertiary activities.
Defend the border. Hello. Maybe.
Defend the border.
Yeah. Hello.
We could shut down the federal government and go to the states. And right now, we're seeing this exciting movement toward federalism. So we are Big Brother, and it starts by moving the power from the nation, national stage to the state stage.
And if you were with me earlier in the program, I took a segment and actually showed people how to involve themselves as citizens, as we the people. I called both of my senators live on air. And left messages with them because, you know, the House just passed the Protect Marriage Bill, which actually is enforcing the federal government, violating the 9th and 10th Amendment, violating substantive due process, which Clarence Thomas wrote in his opinion is unconstitutional. And not founded in our founding documents or our history, meaning that decisions like Roe v. Wade, Obergefell, the sodomy laws, all of that should revert back to the states. That's all it means. The states should decide what happens in the states. Powers to the state, all rights belong to us. And
absolutely.
I just basically showed people how to call, be friendly, be polite, call the Capitol switchboard, use the number 202-224-3121, and, you know, leave messages for your senators. Leave messages for your Congress members. You see something that they're about to vote on? Man, pick up the phone and call them and voice your opinion. They have voicemail, but don't use voicemail. Go to staff, give them your zip code, and then your name, and say, this is how I want to be represented.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent. You know, the new book that we're working on right now, Greg, for Newsmax Humanics, we're in proposal phases. It's 13 and a half reasons how to love America, how to stop the woke, angry left, and preserve the America we love. And it's a handbook. And that's what this one's going to be about, which is, first of all, it's what we own, back to the Big Brother theme. That we are a Big Brother. It's what we actually, that exists outside of the left and right as our God-given, divinely endowed America upon us.
I got to take my break real quick. I'm blowing right past it. I'm going to get in trouble. Let me take our quick break. We'll be back with more. Judd Dunning, bulletpointnation.com. Bulletpointnation.com and unapologetic right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you.
On the things.
On what is the
Gosh,
And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effects in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And always incredible conversations with my good friend Judd Dunning, unapologetic, bulletpointnation.com, bulletpointnation.com. You can go there, by the way, and he's got, so the audio book is about to drop, is that right?
Yeah, literally, while we're on the air, they just sent the final audio after pickups to the publisher, so you can get the book online, 13 and a half Reasons Why Not to Be a Liberal and How to Enlighten Others, as of about 2 weeks from now. So I think you can pre-order in about a week.
Excellent, excellent. So, yeah. You know, we're talking about, you know, the draining of the swamp, and we were talking also in our break a little bit about Europe and America and what's happening in our culture. And I was sharing with you kind of the progression. Secular humanism, which eliminates God, eliminates virtue. Without virtue, without that moral virtue baseline, our Constitution has, well, it doesn't have a chance to survive, because that's the oxygen that it breathes. And then the LGBTQ agenda. And you were talking to me about some of what you're hearing from people about that. Talk about that for a minute, and then we'll jump. Then I'll jump in to that conversation with you.
Yeah, I love it. It was an interesting point they were making. I was telling Pastor Greg, to your great audience, how I've heard so many people say, "Well, you know, we've seen the Supreme Court we've gone from, you know, the meltdown of the executive branch to the legislative branch. Now everything's hitting the courts, and that's what happens in a dysfunctional business agreement with your government. Things start hitting the courts." Thanks to Trump. And so we saw the EPA, the return to Mexico, and then we've seen Roe versus Wade. And now that we're looking at the DOMA Act, I've heard like 20 times, well, you know, as a Republican, we understand that Roe versus Wade is going to the states, but not gay marriage, because we're okay with that, and it's a social discomfort of whether that should also be involved. And I've heard that like 20 times, and I've also heard other people say, well, now that you've crossed the line with Roe versus Wade, it's going to be like 1994 with Clinton. Democrats are going to crush. And then Greg was making a great point countering, and here's what I said. I said, yeah, I said, look, I'm not biblically, federally opposed to gay marriage, because I just don't think it should be there. It should be in the state level. And then Greg made the point about the LGBT community and the slippery slope, which is why we still have to stand by our guns, that this DOMA should also be returned to the states. And Greg, you said,
well, and so my point is this, again, you have children, and I, you know, I've heard people who say, well, yeah, you know, but parents are the ones, we'll just let parents be the ones that decide this. Here's the problem. The problem is this, is that social construct is something that becomes a part of how children are engaged in school, period. And they're going to be engaged in some form of understanding social construct. Social construct has to do with the basic principles, and that has to do then with home life and family and the structure of family. And I recognize that a lot of families don't have a mom and a dad. As a matter of fact, 59% of American families now are single-parent homes, predominantly women that are raising children alone. I get that. That is a fatherless problem. That's a whole nother equation that we could talk about, having to do with the immorality that brings about that, and a system, a welfare system, that has worked to try to tear families apart, to destroy that structure. But my point is that at some point, that question gets asked. And so now, if you codify homosexuality as a form of marriage, now you're going to have to explain this to children. Parents are having issues. Everyone, I think, is having issues and concerns about the sexual exploitation of children between the ages of 4 and 9, and how they are being indoctrinated, their gender identities questioned, all of these issues that are taking place. Well, the floodgates, the door for that opens when children start talking about and asking about these homosexual relationships. Oh, you've got two moms. Well, how does that work? Oh, you've got two dads. Well, how does that work? There has to be some explanation. And now you move from that into sex education, and now you've got to teach that form of sex because, hey, we're all animals and we can't keep it in our pants. And so, you know, and by the way, Johnny and Timmy ought to experiment with theirs with each other.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, it's so difficult to hear that, you know, and I think the thing that we have layered on top of that, which is in California, they don't even report the gender transitioning counseling or the medicines now are like a protected class. So your kid is basically in its own sovereign nation, which is your school outside of your home. That's where that goes here. And you have a lot of these, a lot of people who have actually went into transition, reverting back. And I tell you, you know, it was interesting. My, one of our children was talking about a period where she was suicidal. And, that was the angst of adolescence. And I was so glad. I was like, wow, really glad that she, just by a few years, didn't have the opportunity to gender transition. Because I remember she went through a lot of the, which I would say is mutilation when you're allowing kids to turn adolescence into a conversion for social virtuing for the base of California. I mean, there's so many parents that are like, oh, my kid's gender is chosen, trying to be culturally relevant, hip. And if you think about it, go beyond that, that's a separation from divine. That's a separation from God. That's moral secularism. That's, yeah, it's secular humanism.
Well,
and pantheonism, yeah, or something, or society. It's such aggression. And you're right. I mean, that's a great point. It's like how we conservatives who love a gentle spiritual gay couple who has made that decision naturally in God's eyes, who are just as valuable in God's eyes as anyone else, and our classless society, America, where there is no differentiation. Of course we want them to be happy, married, and enjoy those homes. But on a greater level, this insidious LGBTQ XYZ 53 gender transitioning culture is, it's evil. I have to say it's evil because,
well, and within the homosexual, and we're going to have to jump out, but within the homosexual community, I just had George Carneal Jr. on with me.
Yeah.
And George was saying, you know, even within that community, many of them, a large portion of them, they don't want marriage equality kind of stuff. They're, because that's not why they're in it. They're in it for sexual gratification. It doesn't have anything to do with marriage. It has to do with sexual gratification, and let that be. We got to jump. God bless you, folks. Judd Dunning.
Here, let me pin one last point on that.
Go.
And they did never want to be pointed out as a special class. They just wanted to belong to being a normal American. I think that's the other thing. God bless you, man. JuddDunning.com. Thank you, everybody. Talk to you soon. Thanks, Greg.
God bless. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.